you might be familiar with the public broadcasting system series called American Experience. They profile the presidents. They do these great stories, deep dives into American history. But here at Rocky Mountain PBS, we've got our own series called Colorado Experience. Producer for that series in its second season is Julie Speer, who joins us in studio. Good morning, Julie.
Good morning, Carlos. Happy Colorado Day.
Hey, it
is Colorado 138 Day.
38 years.
And that's why you're here.
He's Steve, I'm Carlos.
Yes. I was looking at you when I said that. Sorry about that. And hello, Steve.
Good to have you with us to talk about this series called Colorado Experience, where you take deep dives into Colorado history. And, you know, some of the people are still around. Our state's not that old.
No, it's not. And I mean, that's one thing that's really different about our program is we use the voices. We don't use narration. So it's all the voices of folks who know the stories best. And with some subjects, those folks are indeed still with us. So we get that first person account. And one of those is the Dust Bowl, which really affected Colorado. So that's something that we're really excited about that one. And we did have some folks who actually lived through that. And they were very little, but they remember. It made a really big impact on them.
I'm anxious to get to this clip from the upcoming episode of Colorado Experience on the Dust Bowl. Check this out.
Well, it was dry and hot, and once in a while we'd get a few drops of rain.
Large chunks of earth would just crack and break. You could go out and lift it up. The kids would stack it together and make houses. It was just that dry.
Fields that were once green that people thought was their American dream dried up, and the very, very fine dust that you find down there started to blow.
Living on the Eastern Plains during the Dust Bowl was perhaps the most trying experience in American agricultural history. The first dust storms began in 1931, and they really continued all through the 1930s.
They always called it the Dirty 30s. Those were the really hard times out on the dry, and the wind blew and blew, and there was nothing to stop it. I mean, there was so much dust that came into the little old houses that they built that they stuffed newspaper in the cracks. And Mother said she would hang these sheets and burlap bags or whatever you had up to the windows. They would wet them and they would catch the dust and keep it out of the house and keep them from choking.
It was terrible. You couldn't hardly breathe. Some people got dust pneumonia.
If you were young or elderly, you're especially susceptible to this, and some people die of it.
Sound there from the Colorado Experience episode called The Dust Bowl, which airs this fall. Producer for Colorado Experience on Rocky Mountain PBS, Julie Speer, in studio with us. I'd never heard of dust ammonia.
Oh, yeah. People would get dust in their lungs and die. So they would put burlap sacks, whatever they could find around the windows. There was dust everywhere.
I'm told that people went mad because of the wind and the dust.
Yeah, it was a crazy time, and it really hit Colorado. Colorado was really hit. Baca County is where we went, and we spent some time down there interviewing some folks. And then we also interviewed historians who wove some of the facts together.
Colorado Experience in its second season, coming up this fall, you have, what, another 12, 13 episodes?
Yeah, we have 13 episodes. Two have already premiered, but we've got 11 more coming. And there's some really great stories. One that I'm actually personally really honored to tell is the story of the Sand Creek Massacre, which also happened here in Colorado 150 years ago. That would be the sesquicentennial of that event. And it's been an honor talking with tribal members. There were probably about 400 folks who survived and scattered, and so there's descendants, and that event is still very much alive with a lot of our tribal members.
And military historians as well telling the stories of Sand Creek and all those pioneer Coloradans.
Oh, it's amazing.
We're part of that too. Stories told from Colorado's history, the series called Colorado Experience on Rocky Mountain PBS, the producer, Julie Speer, and it's Colorado Day, telling the story of important events in Colorado's history. This has got to be both fun and really enlightening. I mean, you're learning things that we sort of probably walk by every day.
Oh, it's amazing. And actually, last season, my family's from Holly, Colorado, and I would go every summer, drive right past Grenada, Colorado, and little known to me was that's where Amachi was, which was a Japanese internment camp during World War II. My whole life, I didn't know. So it's there's so much amazing about our history here that there's amazing stories that we need to honor, preserve, and we're really excited to be telling them and inspiring a whole new generation of folks of things that have happened.
It strikes me as that it's not that unusual in the history of any state or any community that there would be a tendency to kind of wish that some of this stuff would have never happened and then even like go away. It's like it wasn't ever taught, you know, like what you just pointed out, not knowing the internment camp was there.
No, and even folks who were in the internment camp and folks that we interviewed didn't talk about it. It wasn't until the 80s that folks started talking about it. And that's one thing we're really excited about the program is let's talk about these issues. Let's learn from them. Let's remember them.
Well, you know, the Sand Creek Massacre, of course, the Native Americans are amazing storytellers. I mean, this is part of their culture.
The oral tradition
to keep talk and passing this on and so forth. So that story was always out there, but so not in the public consciousness.
That's right. So it was the Cheyenne tribe, and we're really honored that with our process is no narration, which means we need the tribal members, and we're very excited to be having those voices. There's probably going to be one, maybe two white folks in the film, some historians, but primarily will be Native voices.
There's an episode on the Smaldones, Denver's crime family. That's interesting.
The music in that one's going to be great too.
Oh yeah, you know, can't wait for that one.
Yeah,
good.
Checkers.
Actually, Clyde Smaldone. Yeah. We have we're working with his son Gene, who actually talked to his dad and has 6 hours of audio with Clyde when he was in his 80s, remembering his bootlegging days and how he did it. So that actually is a great story. We have Clyde featured with his voice. So
Julie Speer, producer of Colorado Experience in its second season on Rocky Mountain PBS, will post a link to that as well at rmpbs.org/Colorado Experience. Thanks for telling some stories and happy Colorado Day, Julie.
And to you, Carlos and Steve, it's great to be here with you both.